It is an honor to be with you today to share in this service of worship. And I want to thank you for choosing to be here, to be a part of this service. May we join our hearts and minds once again in a moment of prayer. In these moments, O Lord, may each of us be mindful of your presence in our midst. Help us to have hearts and minds that are open and receptive to the guidance of your Spirit. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now, our scripture readings this morning are quite familiar to most of us who have been reared in the church. And our scripture readings teach us a lot about God's wonderful love for us and just how much that God cares for each and every one of us. In these readings that we have had read a few moments ago are many images, many little messages that come from God to each of us. They were messages for the people years ago. Sometime after the psalmist wrote, and during the time that the gospel writer John wrote, they were written for the people to help them know that the God that they served was a God who cared about what went on in their lives every day, every hour, every moment. It wasn't just a matter of whether or not one came to know God as Lord and Savior or as the Good Shepherd, but God cared about how they lived each and every moment in relationship with one another and in relationship with God. Whenever we think about the Good Shepherd in this day and time in the Western culture, we often think about the sheep being driven. Having grown up on the farm, I know what it was to go down into the pastures and to bring the cows home for evening milking. We drove them. We stayed behind them. We herded them. And what we have seen so often on television about the shepherd is that they have a sheepdog and they are herding the sheep. But in Eastern culture, it was very different. The shepherd always led the sheep. And so that is the image that the psalmist gives us. It is the image that the gospel writer is giving. Whenever Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And he also says in this chapter that my sheep listen to my voice and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life. No doubt the congregation to whom John wrote these words would have immediately shifted their image back to some of the images of the Old Testament where the leaders are portrayed as shepherds of the people. But not only that, maybe right into Psalm 23 that is attributed through history to King David. And they would have thought of that psalm and image. And I'd like to share with you in these moments some of the images and thoughts that have been very special for me and have spoken to my life and maybe will speak in some way to you this morning. But Psalm 23 is written as a testimony. Now, some of us recall a time in the church when we had testimonies and witnesses given. But I see this as a testimony of someone who has lived in a relationship with God, that he wants to share something of what that relationship with God is like. And so in the opening words, he just emphatically says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And the people would have known the image of the shepherd and his caring for the sheep. "I have chosen to make God as the shepherd of my life. I have chosen to make God as number one in my life. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Some places and some translations will have it, "I have everything I need. I don't need anything else." With God as the shepherd of my life, I have everything that I need. God's going to speak to me. He's going to help me in the midst of those needs. But I like this word "want" because we want so many things today. We want a better job. We want more money. We want a larger house. Or we want a place at the beach, a place in the mountains. The list goes on, from the youngest to the oldest of us. But I hear the psalmist saying in those words, "And since I have chosen God as the shepherd of my life, and I'm living in this relationship with Him, then that which I want is that which God wants for me." It's not a matter of satisfying my every little whim and desire. But I am wanting most of all in my life now to please God, and I want Him to reveal to me His desires, His wants for me. And that's what I want, and that's what God will do as my shepherd. Now let me tell you some of the things that He's also doing, because He's concerned about my physical, my emotional, my spiritual well-being. "For He makes me to lie down in the green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul." The shepherd would lead the sheep out to the meadows, the places to graze, to get nourishment for their bodies, also by the streams of water to get the drink that they needed to help them thrive. And there would be the time that they would simply lie down as an animal would, to simply rest. And the peacefulness that this image gives us is serenity. The shepherd is watching over them. They are not worried. They're trusting the shepherd to take care of them. These words are of that relationship that the shepherd has with the sheep and the sheep have with the shepherd, but it's also about trust and obedience. Think about the most wonderful times in your life. But everything seemed to be going great. That's like being in the green pastures beside the still waters. And the psalmist says, that's the gift of God to you. It's not something that you earned. It's not something that you created. It's God's gift to you. The shepherd provided that for you. And whenever you're weak and discouraged, frustrated and all, He's there to help you, to restore you, to refurbish you, to bring new life into you. And He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He guides me, as many translations have it, in the right paths. The shepherd would never lead the sheep into paths that led them to harm and destruction, not knowingly. The shepherd would always try to lead the sheep in that path that was for the well-being and the best interest of the sheep as a whole. But carry this a thought further, that as the good shepherd, he's leading them in the right paths, the good shepherd wants to lead the sheep in the making of decisions, the saying of things, the doing of things, and all of this about your life and my life, so that we make the right decisions, the right things, doing the right thing, not for my sake, but, he says, for his sake, that we might honor him and his name be honored and glorified above all names. And even though I, the shepherd, isn't leading me there, walk into that darkest valley, that time that is the most difficult time in my life, I'm not alone. Because my God, my shepherd, is there with me. You see, the assurance of God's presence is that which helps us in the midst of the most difficult times of life. And he says that my shepherd, my God, also in the presence of my enemies, prepares a table before me. And not only does he prepare a table, but he anoints my head with oil, with the blessings of God, and my cup is overflowing. It might be a terrorist. It might be a murderer. It might be a thief in the night or a robber. It might be a gang that is the enemy seeking to destroy. But it might be an illness that has come to visit, something that is disabling. Thomas Kincaid, the artist who died recently, there was an enemy at his door. His brother said that enemy was alcoholism. It was there wanting to destroy him. And oh, how wonderful the words of the psalmist are, that the good shepherd isn't condemning you because you're in the presence of the enemies, but he's seeking to provide for you that help that you need to live in the presence of whatever it is that is threatening you as an individual or threatening your life or the life of others. And he said, my shepherd is always just filling my life with blessings. So my life is overflowing. And so he could just burn out, yes, I know that the goodness, the mercy, the love, the forgiveness of God is with me daily, following me, walking with me along life's journey. Always there. These gifts of God are always there, available for you and for me. And because of this relationship that I have with my God, my greatest desire, the longing of my heart, is to be in the presence of God always. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. To be with God always. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And and I lay down my life for my sheep. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. When danger comes, when the wolf comes, when you're threatened, I'm not going to abandon you like the hired hand, because the hired hand doesn't care anything for you. But I want you to know I'm going to be there. And we're going to be there for you, to help you, and to guide you. When John wrote these words, dated by scholars anywhere from 70 CE to 90 CE, it was a time when the Jewish Christians, many of them, were being turned out of the synagogue and not allowed to worship there anymore. John 9, that chapter relates a lot of that. And they were wondering what was going to happen, I'm sure. It was a dark moment in their lives. And he tells them this message, this story that Jesus has given, as a message of hope, as a message for them to trust in Jesus, to be the good shepherd, to listen to him. For he says, my sheep know my voice, they listen to me, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life. My Father, the reason my Father loves me is this, Jesus says, that I lay down my life for my sheep. Not only do I lay it down, I'm going to take it up again. Life forevermore. God's gift to you and to me. He wants to be our good shepherd. And he wants to bless us. Accept those gifts, the blessings. And as you come today to receive this holy sacrament, see this as once again his offering to you, himself, and the opportunity for us to be a part of the sheepfold. Amen.